Today, the Trump administration yanked a single document, an oil waiver for Iran, and suddenly the Strait of Hormuz is a war story again. Energy markets are scrambling, and the White House has no plan B. It's the kind of move that sounds decisive, but leaves everyone else holding the consequences. Let's start with what happened in the Strait of Hormuz. Two commercial vessels, a Saudi crude tanker and a Qatari LNG tanker, were hit by missiles on July 7th. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia pointed at Iran. Iran hasn't claimed responsibility. Hours later, the administration revoked the oil sales waiver it had issued just 2 weeks earlier, which had allowed Iranian crude transactions through August 21st. So, in one stroke, the White House removed the main diplomatic incentive for Iran to de-escalate without offering any new path forward. No independent investigation, no UN resolution, no conditional extension. Just a revocation. That's a policy that punishes global energy markets and gives Iran a reason to push harder, including maybe accelerating enrichment beyond 60%. Meanwhile, the administration is also juggling contradictory agreements. One deal with Lebanon and Israel assumes Hezbollah will disarm through Lebanese state authority. Another deal with Iran, a memorandum of understanding, offers sanctions relief without verified nuclear rollback. Iran's foreign minister says the Lebanon framework violates that MOU. A senior U.S. official says the Lebanon deal puts the MOU into action. Both agreements were never submitted to Congress. So the policy now rests on the idea that Hezbollah will voluntarily surrender its weapons, Iran will accept diminished influence in Lebanon, and the Lebanese army will suddenly enforce all of it. That is not a strategy. It's a hope dressed as a deal. Then there's the asylum system. A lawsuit filed by the Iranian American Legal Defense Fund, with Public Citizen as counsel, alleges that DHS shared the asylum application records of Iranian nationals with the Iranian government, a direct violation of the Privacy Act and the Refugee Act's confidentiality protections. ICE denies it, and no court has ruled on the merits. But the question here isn't just legal, it's existential for the asylum system itself. If someone fleeing Iran cannot trust that their testimony stays secret, they cannot safely seek protection in the United States. That's the wound this lawsuit describes, whether or not the government admits it. Across the country, the Justice Department has quietly walked away from voting rights cases it was winning. In Alabama, a federal court had granted a preliminary injunction against the state's systematic voter purge. The DOJ then dismissed its claims in March of 2025 without any permanent settlement, leaving Alabama voters without long-term protection. In Louisiana, the DOJ withdrew from litigation over racial gerrymandering, telling the Supreme Court its previous position no longer represents the United States. This isn't a series of mistakes. It's a pattern. Former DOJ prosecutors themselves describe the current administration's civil rights record as a sobering year. On Capitol Hill, Speaker Mike Johnson's majority is fracturing. Hardline conservatives are demanding a floor vote on an even stricter border security bill, H.R. 2, after the administration already signed the $70 billion Secure America Act into law in June. The rebellion has paralyzed House floor operations. This exposes a core vulnerability in the Project 2025 playbook. Its agenda is so extreme that it fractures the very majority needed to enact it. Even on signature border security, the coalition can't hold. Closer to home, Maine Democrats have 2 weeks to replace Senate nominee Graham Plattner after sexual assault allegations surfaced. A stress test of party infrastructure in a race that could determine whether the GOP maintains its 53-47 Senate majority. And in consumer news, the FTC warned about phishing scams disguised as fake party invitations via text, but the anti-spoofing protocol that helps block robocalls doesn't cover text messages. Congress could close that gap. So far, it hasn't. Finally, Chinese AI models are gaining traction among U.S. companies, a direct consequence of Trump-era export controls that spurred efficiency gains abroad, while American frontier labs like OpenAI struggle with massive losses. The cost crisis at American AI firms is now unmistakable, and no regulatory guardrails are in sight. This is not just today's news. We're reading Project 2025 itself, piece by piece, action by action. The count stands at 147 actions, read, reframed, and logged so far. 1,196 distinct actions are on the record and mapped. The watch is constant. We document what is happening, how it connects, and what it means. Next week, the House could face a floor vote on H.R. 2, the border security bill pushed by hardline conservatives. If Speaker Johnson can even hold the gavel long enough to bring it up. The Iran data-sharing lawsuit will move through federal court, where no ruling has yet been made. And the main Senate replacement process will accelerate, with a party committee vote expected within days. That's the news on this Tuesday, July 7th. It's a lot, but the steady work of watching, reading, and connecting never stops. I'm Gus Calloway. We'll be back tomorrow.